The Sharing Space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
702.
11:33, time for the Sharing Space. So, if you've never heard it before, this is how it works. We've got listeners who share stories with us on voice note or on email. If you want to share a story with us, by the way, you can send us an email on cm@702.co.za. Right? So what happens is you send us an email, you share a story with us, or you actually send a WhatsApp voice note and then we play that story. You can share whatever story, right? What happened to you over the weekend, something you experienced at home, you know, with your partner, with your family. And then what we do then is we play that voice note, read that email, and then we hear what other listeners' thoughts are. So today we've got a voice note that has come from one of our listeners, a voice note that came on 072-702-1702. Is it a voice note? Is it an email? Okay, I'm told that this is an email. It's not a voice note. I'm going to read an email to you that we got from one of our listeners. And then afterwards, I'm going to take your calls and take your WhatsApps as well. If this is something you've experienced, let us know. If you've got advice, if this listener is asking for advice, just give us a call and you can give advice as well. Here it goes. Hi, Clement. I trust that you are well. Please keep me anonymous. I am a 35-year-old unmarried male who is the firstborn of my siblings. Okay, so 35-year-old unmarried male. He's the firstborn at home. I would describe myself as middle class, and I have a younger brother who is married, who is also doing well financially. I have noticed that my family expects more from me because I am the firstborn who is unmarried. For example, if I'm not available to travel home for Christmas holidays, my parents would be very upset with me, and I believe that this is because I am unmarried. I say this because they have never had a problem with my brother not being home for the holidays. Because of my unmarried status, I've noticed that my parents feel entitled to my money as well. I am the first person they call for money, and I'm expected to have it, because the next question would be, what are you doing with your money when you're not married and you don't have kids? I'm then expected to reach out to my younger brother to help with whatever is required, but I am the first point of call. I'm grateful to have the means to help my loved ones, but I'm wondering if other unmarried people feel that they are treated the same. Please, can you ask your listeners? Regards, Anonymous. Okay. Anonymous is 35 years old and he's not married and he doesn't have kids, but he's got a younger brother who is married with a kid. And he says that he feels that he's being treated differently at home. So if he can't go home for certain holidays like Christmas, he's going to be crucified for it. But it's okay for the other brother not to, because he's got his own family, he's married. And he feels that even with money, the parents feel more entitled to the money, because when he says he doesn't have money, they ask, what are you doing with it? Because you're not married and you don't have kids. Are you one of those people? I can relate to some bits, not all of what Anonymous is raising, but some bits, because I am the firstborn at home. I am turning 34 this year. I am not married by choice, and I don't have kids by choice. If I wanted to have kids by now, if I wanted to get married by now, I would have done it, but I've decided at the stage of my life that's not what I have space for. I've got a younger brother who is married to a beautiful wife who is a sister to me. They've blessed us with the most beautiful niece. And I do pick up that when the parents, when we've got funerals, for instance, in the family, there's almost an expectation that I must always be available to go. You know, and you know those parents, like my parents are like, will invite you to a funeral of someone you don't even know. How did funeral get so impersonal? I mean, I understand the support, but my mom sometimes invites you to like a cousin of a uncle's cousin's aunt's niece's nephew. And you're like, okay, what's the connection here? not much. You don't know the person, but you must go. And that they expect me to go. And if I say I'm not available, why are you not available? What are you doing? I have a life. Just because I'm not married, I don't have kids, doesn't mean I have a life. So I do sometimes find that even when I'm unable to go home to see them in Mpumalanga, if I take 2 months, I haven't gone home, my mom goes crazy. But if it's my brother who would do it, I don't know if my mom would go crazy, because she would sort of understand that, oh, he's a family man. He's married. He's got a kid. Do you feel me? Do you feel what Anonymous is saying? Give us a call. 011-883-0702. Do you feel that you are treated differently at home because you don't have kids? Because you are not married? Or maybe, parents, I want you to call in as well. Have you picked up your own behavior in how you treat your children? Do you treat them differently? Do you treat differently those who are married and those who are not married? 011-883-0702. Your WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702.
The Sharing Space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
702.
19 minutes before 12 o'clock. I'm taking your calls on 011-883-0702. Your WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702. Please, can you just give us your calls? We seem to have a problem with our WhatsApp. I see your WhatsApps coming through, but I'm unable to play them because it looks like our WhatsApp is down. So I'm going to ask that you give us a call, 011-883-0702. We've heard from Anonymous, who says that he is 35 years of age. He's unmarried. He doesn't have kids. He's the firstborn at home. And he says he feels that he's being treated differently by his parents, right? They treat him differently to how they treat his younger brother, who actually has got kids and is married. Is that the kind of experience you have had growing up at home, right? As an adult, where you feel, and maybe you are the married one, right? And you can already pick up that your parents are treating you differently to how they are treating your other siblings that don't necessarily have kids. And I know this question comes a lot where we go, you know, when you don't have money, what are you doing with your money? You're not married. You don't have kids. If you're not available to go to a family event, how are you not available to come to that event? You don't have kids. You're not married. Is that an experience that you have? 011-883-0702. Let's start with Tembi, who's calling us from Midrand. Tembi, good morning.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right. What's your experience?
So my son and I have been married for 10 years. And now we don't have kids, and this time we fail to go home. It's a question that comes. We get a call, actually, or a message to say, why are you not home? And we try to explain that, yeah, we don't have money and all. And at one point, my mom-in-law actually called and asked me what to do with our money, because always we say we don't have money. But for the other kids, it's fine if they don't go home. For some reason, they're all married, and we are the only ones that do not have kids. So they say we don't have responsibilities, I guess. And yeah, it's something that bothers me every time. And I fail to fuss and say, you know what? I'm not happy with this. Yeah. But yeah, this is what happened.
Sure, yeah. And Tembi, you guys, I mean, do they ask you often about, you know, the kids as well? Like, why don't you have kids after 10 years? Or is it a family that sort of understands they're not crossing that line?
No, not at all.
Ah, great. At least you don't have to deal with that.
Yeah. Okay. That's when we are fine. But then the thing is, why don't you have money?
Yeah.
When you don't have responsibility.
As if Tembi, when you don't have kids, you know, you've got lots of money just growing there in the bathroom. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what am I eating? What am I wearing? What am I spending to travel? It's interesting. Tembi, thank you for calling, for sharing your experience with us. I'm lucky in that the money thing is not an issue in that I've got a brother who that I share responsibilities with, right? Like my brother, like every time there's things that I needed at home, we always share those responsibilities to avoid someone feeling more pressure. So I'm lucky to have that kind of a relationship with my brother where we can share those responsibilities. Other people are not that lucky. Other people are under more pressure just because they don't have kids, just because they're not married. And they've got siblings who, yes, are married, but they're also financially stable and can help at home. But no, that pressure is taken away from them because, hey, they've achieved something that you haven't achieved. If you want to regard having kids as an achievement. Colin, you are in False Loras. Good morning.
Hello, Clement. Oh, man, I'm late with the topic, eh? I don't have a kid. I'm 34 years old.
Yeah.
I'm working together with my sisters and brothers and my family.
Yeah.
So every time they need money, I'm the only person they contact. So when I ask if you contact my sister, like, no, they've got kids, and then I'm like, I go. But I also have responsibilities, but what are you doing with your money? I'm like, guys, I'm paying rent. I have to buy food. I have to do this. But no, it's not the same. And when they need me to do something, guess what? Or when they need somebody to do something, guess what? I'm the only one who has free time because I don't have a kid. I don't have a wife.
Where do they think we find this free time? Like, we're actually more busier than those people who are married with kids.
We are actually more busier than them. But apparently, because I don't have a wife and kids. You know, at one time what I did, man?
Yeah.
And that's when I saw the difference. So I pretended, I said to my friend, I'm going to say you're my girlfriend, right? And then we're just going to keep it at that for months. Then they now started thinking that now I had a girlfriend. And then now they started to, you know, subside in everything. Are you available? Oh, no, I'm going out with my girlfriend. Oh, no, we understand. So now I'm like, Google. So if you are single and you don't have a kid, and all the money, I don't know where they get this mentality from. I even told them that, why are you treating me as if I'm different myself? Because my sister and my brother have kids and they're married. And I'm the only one who's not married and everything. I should be the only person who has too much money, who has too much time.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Where do you guys take this from?
Colin, good luck, my friend. Good luck. That's the reality for some people. I agree with what Colin says. I've picked it up as well. In the past, when I've said to my mom that, oh, no, I'm traveling with my person, there's a level of understanding. There's like, oh, okay. If you say I'm traveling alone 3 weeks, no. So when do you come home then in that 3 weeks? No, that becomes an issue. But the minute you go, no, I'm traveling with someone, there's some understanding. Huh? Why? Us people who are not married with kids, we are also busy. You know? We're very busy. We're not always available to go to the funerals. We're not always available to come and run errands. Huh? Got a life, bro. Lulama, you are in Four Ways. Good morning.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good. How's it?
Okay, so I'm well, thanks. So from my side, okay, I am single and I do not have kids, right? Mm-hmm. I must say, from my family's side, they are extremely understanding.
Mm-hmm.
They never ask of me anything. I'll be lying. Only if they really, really, really press, then they would reach out and ask. The problem that I'm having, it's the outside people. Extended family, friends, people that I work with, they don't want to say, no, my budget. They will throw lines like, what are you doing with your money? And I'm thinking, you know, just because I do not have kids doesn't mean like this money is just lying around and does not have anything that actually it needs to take care of. So I just wanted to partake in that topic that I know exactly what the other people are talking about. But for me, it's not family. It's actually the other people outside my family.
Ah, I got it. Yeah, that's great, Lulama. At least, I mean, other people you can manage, right? You can always manage that. But as long as there's that peace within your immediate family. Lulama in Four Ways, thank you for your call. After the break, more of your calls. Call us, please. Don't send a WhatsApp. We're still trying to fix our WhatsApp line. Call us on 011-883-0702. Can I hear from the parents as well? Yeah? Where are you at? I know you're listening thinking, I've actually done that. Why? And maybe it's because, you know, you are considerate as a parent, which I appreciate. You are considerate that when you have a child who's married, who's got kids, they've got greater responsibilities in your view. And the one who doesn't, you probably think not so much. I want to hear from you as the parents. I want to hear from those kids who are married with kids as well. Maybe you've picked up yourself how you are being treated by your parents versus how your siblings that don't have kids and are not married are being treated. Phone. It's 10 minutes before 12.
The Sharing Space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
7:02.
7 minutes before 12 o'clock on our Sharing Space this morning, we got an email from Anonymous, who is 35 years old, unmarried, firstborn at home, no kids. And he's sharing his experience with us on how he feels that he's being treated differently by his parents because he is not married and he doesn't have kids. And he's treated differently to how the parents treat his younger brother, who is married with kids. He feels that when he can't go home on Christmas, that becomes a big issue, but not so much when it's the brother, because the parents are more understanding to that. He says he feels like there's also entitlement to money as well, because when family needs money and he can't provide, they ask, but what do you do with your money because you're not married and you don't have kids? Is that your experience? Sam, you're calling us from Cosmos City. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. You know what? My experience is slightly different. And sometimes I think, you know, a family or parents will come to you because you're the reliable child. And I'm saying this from experience. Look, I'm three. I'm in the middle, actually. I'm not in the firstborn. My elder brother is somebody who will never, ever assist. But he will never say no. Each time parents or even us, if we were to go to him, he will say, I will assist. But we know that you won't. I mean, it has gone to an extent that we don't, even my parents, you know, when my mom was still alive, my younger brother was still alive, you know, passed away, and my mom passed away. So I know that they would never, ever, ever go to him, because he says that I'm the liable person who will never say no, but he will never assist. So I think sometimes maybe parents will come to you, not because, well, if they say you are not married, then I think it is not right. But sometimes you do come because you are the reliable or almost the only child who is maybe here, you know, sympathize with them. There is a flip side of this thing. And I'm talking from experience. My brother passed away and you had his children. My elder brother would never, ever assist. You know, in black culture, you tend to assist what you can. Even he's never done that. In fact, if he comes, he will come to take. And it's not that he can't afford. He's got things. But I think in his world, he's the only one who's supposed to prosper. So I know my mother would never go to him. Even my late brother, I remember him saying to me, you know what, if I come to you and I'm asking for something, please do not refer me to our elder brother. If I know that if you don't assist, then I can't.
Sam in Cosmos City, thank you for sharing that with us. Pax says, Clement, Anonymous story plays out at work as well. People get sent so far out to far out projects simply because they are single and unmarried. So if it's also coming from the family, it's a double blow. Sia says, Clement, I can relate to Anonymous. I turned 38 yesterday, not married, no kids. The older brother has 4 kids from 3 baby mamas, but somehow everything falls on me because you don't have responsibilities and you're the most successful of the siblings. That's what Sia says. Another one says, Clement, the sharing space is talking to me. That's my life. How dare I have any plans for times when she feels our family times. I have a friend whose birthday is on Christmas. We've been friends for 34 years, but every year it's drama. I must always have money and I must always go home. Imagine, now you must choose. Am I going to my friend's 34th birthday or am I going home for Christmas? If you're not coming home for Christmas, how dare you? You're not married. You don't have kids. How dare you have plans? My goodness.